Lovely Day. Lovely Day was inspired by a conversation with one of our Tea of the Month Club members. When we come close to the last month of tea, I always offer them the option of choosing their final tea. In this particular case, that offer turned into a conversation regarding the sort of tea she might be looking for, the flavors she was hoping to find. She'd had to cut caffeine out of her life, which had greatly limited her flavor options. There were also some concerns stated regarding her sense of herself as far as body image and beauty. This troubled me. All my interactions with her indicate that she is one of those humans who tries to spread light and compassion and encouragement as they wend their way through life. Those sorts of people should be encouraged, supported, lifted up, and not just because they are beautiful in the truest and deepest sense. I focused in on one of her ingredient thoughts, being lemon balm. I also have some ideas regarding licorice, but I've not managed an herbal tasty with it yet, as another tea got in the way. I was pretty sure I would end up making a new blend for this, as I was fairly certain the idea that was crystallizing in my mind was not covered properly by anything we currently had. Wanting to be sure, I did go through the recipe cards for all of our teas, as we have gotten to the point where I doubt my capacity to recall them all in exact detail. I wasn't wrong. We didn't have what I wanted. So I scribbled a few notes for what I thought would work, and then pulled out all my reference books to make certain I'd covered all the right elements and that the tea would work the way I wanted it to. I wanted to create something that would be tasty to drink, would be soothing to the mind and spirit, and would be healthy, especially for hair and skin. However, I also wanted it to be able to be used as a rinse or toner and have the same sorts of benefits. A few hours later, I had a general idea of what ingredients to use in the tea and set to blending. One of the things I was surprised by when I first started blending tea with focus is how wonderful flowers can taste. Rose and lavender and jasmine were a given. I'd run into those in many places, tea and otherwise, intended for tasty consumption. But there are so many others that add their own sense to a tea. In more delicate ways than those three, true, but they add elements I quite enjoy, and I am glad we have them in the toolbox. I had to run a couple of tests for this one. Lavender is always interesting to use. It really doesn't take much for it to overpower everything else in a tea, and I'm still learning all the ways in which other things interact with it. Some support it, some partner with it, some faint away under the potency of it. But eventually I got the tea to where I wanted. For her last tea of the month, I sent her the first full batch of this tea. I explained what my intentions had been in making it, and let her know that if she had any thoughts on a name for it, we would be more than open to them, as it had been blended for her. It may surprise you to know that whenever I send out a custom tea, whether it be to a direct request or a, "Hey, you mentioned a thing, so I blended this, and I wanted to see what you thought," I am consumed by anxiety, as the Postal Service does its duty. This is especially fun when it's for an international client. What if I thought wrong? What if I overstepped? What if the tea is actually terrible and I just couldn't tell? What if... The brain weasels can get pretty vicious. I expect that the relief was visible when she let me know what she thought of the tea. She even had a name suggestion. Lovely. When I first read the message, this started a fragment of song playing in my head. I didn't chase it down. It wasn't one that I knew well enough to play fully inside my own head, and I wasn't sure if the correlation would actually be appropriate to the tea. Looking it up was on my to-do list, but that list is awfully long, and sometimes things get a bit lost in the clutter of it. One morning, I told the whole story to Mr. T. Instantly, his phone came out, because looking up information on the internet at random whim is a peculiar sort of catnip for him, and one of his superpowers. And he found the song, and played it. It worked. I ran the idea by the woman the tea was blended for, and it clicked for her as well. You will have a lovely day when you drink this tea. And thus, Lovely Day was born and named. Now for the basic information. Lovely Day contains lemon balm, rose hips, calendula, lavender, and eleuthero. All are organic. A batch weighs in at 1.4 ounces and will make approximately 30 to 35 servings of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea, or we can make it into tea bags for you. As loose tea, it is available in a 5-serving sample and as a full batch in a bag or tin. As tea bags, you can choose between a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, or a full batch of tea bags in a bag. Lovely Day is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.